appointed singers unto the Lord. Jehoshaphat's not getting an army together here. He's getting singers together. And he went out and appointed singers unto the Lord, and that they should praise the beauty of holiness. The beauty of holiness. The beauty of being a people of God. A choice people of God. And they went out in front of the armies, and they went out there, and God said he sent ambushments, and they destroyed each other. And it says that it took them 3 days to sweep up all the spoil. 3 days. Jehoshaphat learned a good lesson. So as we look at these things and we look at these characteristics that we see in the Bible, I don't believe it's any different. In the book of Acts, it goes on. We don't have time to get into the book of Acts. In the book of Acts, it continues in the same way. Over and over, men believing the promises of God. Just one word about the book of Acts. Was Acts a one-time event like I asked in the very beginning? No. There's no hint that it ever ends. In chapter 4, right after chapter 2, we see the same people who were filled with the power of God getting on their knees again and praying, expecting God to fill them again. And that's what we want. That's what we're asking God to do. So, looking at these, in conclusion, looking at these things that Wilbur Smith gives us, these characteristics of biblical revivals, they occur in times of moral darkness. Are we there today? They each began in the heart of a consecrated servant of God. Is there one here today? Each revival rested on the Word of God. Please leave your psychology at home if you want revival. Leave all that at home. Number 4, all resulted in a return to the worship of God. The worship of God. There's no other way. And this blood sacrifice. Each witnessed the destruction of idols. Do you have idols in your life? You know, we all came here attracted. I'll just say this one thing. We all came here attracted from something we saw on an internet sermon. And this is like a new thing, a new printing press, perhaps like it was in the time of the Reformation, able to get material out and get sermons out. And many of the testimonies of people that are there have heard of these great things. But let me tell you, you know what that Ashtaroth was? It was the image of the female. And men use that for an excuse to look upon the image of the female. If you're here today, and at one click you're clicking on Sermon Index, and the next click you're bowing to the god of Ashtaroth, I ask you today to repent of that. Repent of it so that God can use this as a means to bring revival and purify the church. There's gods, many gods in us we need to get rid of. Each was recorded with a separation from sin. In each revival, the people returned to obeying God's law. And number 8, there was restoration of great joy and gladness. And number 9, each revival was followed by a period of blessing. Great rejoicing over the things of God. I bless the Lord. Like I said, I want what we heard about today. I want that in my life for my children, for my church, and for my country. I want those things. May God do it.